Hello, hello, babies. Happy Wealth Check Wednesday with your mindset coach, Brandon Lynette. This is the Listen Bitch podcast. Welcome. I do know how to use my words, so I'll try to enunciate a little better. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, babies. Wealth Check Wednesday. Thank you for your patience because I am late as fuck. It's already going to be 8 o'clock here in Southwest Michigan. I had a very sick baby yesterday, so I didn't get to record. And she is 6 years old and absolutely the most mommy's girl in the world. And it's, I mean, completely. And I love it. I'm here for this. Yesterday, as exhausting as it was, okay, I don't know how I could get so tired from being on the couch for like 24 hours, but it was exhausting. Okay. I got to get up one time, she fell asleep. I got to get up one time and make the kids dinner, and I had a friend call, and he's like, "What's going on? You sound like, are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just exhausted. I'm exhausted. Having a sick kiddo is exhausting." And he's like, "Yeah, you kind of signed up for that. You love it, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, I love it." So two things can be true, right? I love it, and I'm also exhausted. Yesterday was a long ass day, but in those moments of just like, there's so much that needed to be done, okay? So much yesterday that I had planned on doing that I ended up having to do toppled on top of everything today. There was a lot of moments that I sat with gratitude of like, thank God I could just drop everything and be here for her. Like, I know how blessed I am. And, you know, my daughter yesterday is like talking about millionaires and are we rich? Are we the richest people in the world? And I'm like, probably not when it comes to money. Absolutely, absolutely, if that's how you're going to measure it. But I do know without a doubt that we are rich. You know, I have an incredible husband. My husband has an amazing wife, and we have amazing kids. And we do have a lot of freedom where I can be here, you know, most of the time for these babies. So I know that we are super blessed. And I think, you know, for Wealth Check Wednesday, I want you guys to look at the blessings that really matter. The things that really matter. You know, there's a lot of fuckery going on with the weather. And we're not going to say nature, okay? Because listen, by now, if you think the government is innocent in all of this, you're the conspiracy theorist. If you think the government cares about you, you're the conspiracy theorist, okay? The rest of us just see the truth. And it's a whole lot of fucked up things going on. I mean, people are losing everything. And then there's a lot of people who are losing their lives who would rather have lost everything than lost loved ones, right? So it kind of puts your life into perspective. But that's kind of your assignment today. I want you guys to just kind of sit back and really just visualize what you're grateful for and how rich you are beyond measure. It's beyond measure, you know? And it's easy to think, you know, like my husband and I are literally texting right now as I'm trying to set up this podcast. We need a bigger house, okay? We are bursting at the seams. And so he sent me a house right now, and we're talking about these things and being able to move and laughing about, you know, where we want to be. Do ideally, there's an $800,000 house on the market I would love. Financially, that's not going to happen. But I do know that what we have here, we can still show that gratitude, be where we are in this moment, because two things can be true. You could be super grateful for everything you have, and it's okay to desire more. It's okay to want to go beyond that. So I want you guys just to think about how really truly rich you are. And because I am a mindset coach, I just want to go over a couple things about how mindset affects your money. So some of the things that you can look at to see if it is your mindset that is affecting your money. The first thing I would say is if you have a fear of spending, if you have this constant anxiety about using money, even when it comes to paying the bills, even when it comes to paying the mortgage, even when it comes to putting gas in your car, having this avoidance of financial planning, like ignoring the budget or ignoring financial management tasks or failing to be willing to look at the bank account and, you know, to make a map of, you know, map out a plan. And just negative self-talk, believing that you're not good with money or that you're never going to be financially successful, procrastination when you're delaying those important financial decisions or actions. Another one that is really good is if you're comparing yourself to other people. It's easy to feel inadequate if you're comparing your financial situation to anyone, okay? Because I guarantee you're always looking at someone who is doing better. That's who catches your eye. And so comparing yourself in that moment is definitely taking down your mindset, okay? Impulsive decisions, making hasty financial choices based on emotions rather than logic, and an overemphasis on money, becoming overly obsessed with it, with that wealth or material things. And you feel like you're constantly chasing that and you're in the hamster wheel just after that money, after that money, after that money. This is how people end up selling their soul, because there's a lot of things you could do to get the money. But the most important way to keep it is to get into your inner core and values and line it up with your prosperity. And avoiding like the conversations, avoiding the financial education, avoiding those growth opportunities because of your fixed mindset, that's a resistance to learning. And if you're not willing to have the conversations about this, that's an issue. Part of one of the toxic coaches I had, I did get some really great things from the sessions. Okay. Really, really great things. One of those was that you have to date your money. So you have to be willing to want to spend time with your money. You know, if, you know, it's almost like looking at like, you're in a relationship with your money. And if you want to shift your mindset towards that prosperity, towards that abundance, there's a few things that you can do. And if you guys pay attention to these episodes, there's always the same core underlying steps to take. And it's going to be absolutely regularly, daily disciplining yourself to reflect on what you appreciate in your life, including the financial security and the resources. Every time I pay my bills, or even today, our daughter's going to be 21 tomorrow. So I did a lot of last minute birthday shit. Okay. I actually am waiting for the cakes to cool so I could decorate that. And bitch, if you have not checked out my Facebook page, you should make sure you're following me there. Not my book author page, but just my profile, because I'll definitely be sharing pics. And I think this cake is going to be so cute. So cute. But anyway, every time I had to spend money today, I was just like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I have, you know, we have a lot of big things coming out for the next 2 weeks. And I discipline myself to feeling the gratitude of like, thank God there is money for this. Thank God there is money for this. So some people are out there wishing, man, I wish there was money for that. I wish I could buy that. And then there's the other people who are just like, thank you for allowing me to pay for this. Thank you for allowing me to pay for that. You've got to set some really clear goals. Define those specific attainable financial goals to create a sense of direction and purpose. Can't just be flailing willy-nilly out there and think that you're going to be financially wealthy, that you're going to be, you know, logical when it comes to money. You have to make a plan and set those goals. And you've got to invest time in learning about the personal finance. Got to be willing to invest. And this is coming from someone who is just getting back into the idea of how important it is. Okay. If you're like me, you ate shit and you got scammed more than once. And it is hard, but I'm rebuilding that trust back within myself to know that not only have I grown, but I've brought Christ into the equation. So there's a whole different level of trust for the decisions that I make. And it's that knowing that, you know, aligning with God is going to give you the discernment that you need, but you've got to educate yourself. Personal finance, investing, money management, all of these things. That's how you build the confidence, and you start small. Okay. And I want you to learn to challenge your negative thoughts, identify and reframe your limiting beliefs of money. And you're going to rewire this with those positive affirmations, and you're going to rewire it with the evidence of what you're capable of. That's how you change and challenge the negative thoughts. And I guarantee if I told you right now, I do want you guys to really think about how rich you are in this life. what really matters to you. I do have a lot of followers that are in Florida. So I'm sure a lot of you right now are just like, thank God I'm alive. That is wealth. That is wealth that you're okay. And I am worried about a lot of people today, but I know God has his hand in that. So I just want you to think about, you know, your wealth in the things that matter. And I want you to write down some of your thoughts about money. Negative ideas that, you know, you were raised on. Like mine, money doesn't grow on trees. Money doesn't grow on trees. And unfortunately, my lack of relationship with money and not having that guidance. I mean, bitch, I've been paying my own rent since I was 15. Okay. I emancipated as a ward of the state. So I definitely did not get money management skills. I didn't get education and I didn't know it was important. I worked some jobs. I had some money. I paid some bills. I didn't think about anything beyond that. And so I have bled on my kids for sure, because they grew up hearing, we don't have money for that. We don't have money for that. We can't afford that. And so I am undoing some of that generational curse that I have brought into my family, but I see that coming out in my kids, right? I see that. And just the insecure decisions I've made, this is a new healing journey for me. This is like a next level healing and awareness for Brandon, is just like getting to the root of what my negative thoughts are, my negative values, my negative beliefs, and how do we rewrite that story? And how do I influence my kids to do something different? And then it's important that you are surrounding yourself with positivity, right? You want to be engaging with people who have a growth mindset and that are going to inspire you to think different about money. And this is a challenge here, because there are people out there that could absolutely help get that back. But what they ask of you may not align with your core values and your core beliefs. So you got to make sure that you are lining that up first. And then something I think is really important. I did see a post the other day. It was something on Instagram. Someone said, if you can hold a thought in your mind for 17 seconds, you can make it real. And so try that, because visualization is huge. For you to imagine your financial goals and those feelings that you would feel getting them, this is bringing that relationship with Christ forward, front and center, because that is having undeniable faith. To know that it's already there and to be that person who already has it before it's touched your physical hand, that's a big deal. What are the feelings associated with achieving your financial goals? And absolutely celebrate your progress. Acknowledge and celebrate those financial milestones, no matter how small, because that's how you build that confidence. That's how you reinforce the positive behavior. And stop comparing yourself. Everyone has their own unique circumstance, and you don't know everybody's story. Unless you've done what I said and started collecting stories, you don't know everybody's story. Okay. But I want you guys to start being willing to shift your perspective from that scarcity to abundance and recognize the opportunities around you. Believe that there is enough for everybody. There's enough for everybody. Our government doesn't think so, do they? $750. You guys, I used to have a political podcast, okay, for like 5 minutes. It was too much for me. And it was too emotional, but I'm just saying, like, it is hard to bite your tongue. I've done the type and delete posts of just, I want to get pissed off. I want to get pissed off. I want to get angry. It's one of those things where I'm like, God, this is, I got to give this to you because it's infuriating. But do you see these people? You guys, I know you've seen this, where just regular Americans are coming together to support people who have lost everything. It's not our government. You know who's saving these people? Normal people. Not government agencies, not anybody else, but real people like you, real people like me, because they have this abundant mindset and they know that they can give to help other people. And that's where we start. If you can give to help someone else, that's how you learn to start receiving. But implement these strategies. Do this consistently. That's how we get that financial mindset. And there is enough for everybody. Absolutely. There's so much in abundance that you are one of those people that could help people on the ground where they've lost everything, whatever that looks like for you. I know I have a few friends who literally loaded up trailers, rented U-Hauls and loaded up trailers of a bunch of donated products from here and are taking it over there. So it's real people, you know, doing the damn thing. I think that's amazing. And I guarantee if they didn't have that abundant mindset, they wouldn't be willing to not only sacrifice time, but to be willing to just give so much of themselves. Okay. And what does, I mean, there are so many scriptures that I've learned. I looked it up today. I'm like, I want to just find a scripture that I can learn to help reset my mind to know that this is my spirit and the core of who I am, adopting the mindset. I want those words to come from God, right? And there are so many scriptures in the Bible. If you literally just go to Safari or Google, whatever the fuck you use, and just search up, you know, what scriptures address, you know, mindset, money, and abundance, you're going to find the same things that I found. And it just gives you that peace. It gives you that peace. And if you can understand collectively that, you know, the money, it's there in abundance, waiting for you. Philippians 4:19. I'm going to leave you guys with this. And I'm going to go do some stuff for my kid's birthday. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. This assures God's provision and abundance. Absolutely. And there's a million. Find them for yourself. Write a few down. Learn to memorize some of them so that you can form the weapon against the negative thoughts that you've adopted. So we can rewire that default mode network that just has us in the loop, okay? Money matters, and it's worth like building that relationship with it, not thinking, you know, it's something bad or money is the root of all evil. Money is bad. Rich people are terrible. All this shit, okay? We need to rewire, reprogram, clean house, and get started. Brandon Lynette here, your mindset coach. Make sure you are signed up for emails at brandonlynette.com. Make sure you've picked up my books on Amazon. And I love you so much. If you have a couple bucks to throw at listenbitchdonations.com, please do that. If you don't have a couple bucks, then make sure you're sharing the fuck out of this to your friends, okay? Share the shit out of it. Make sure you're leaving a review. Stars are cool, but honestly, it's the written reviews that are going to boost me in the charts for Amazon and Spotify, Audible as well, okay? So I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.